Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Praise the Lord. I don't know why Pastor Chisholm is still calling me up again. I don't know what she wants me to come and say. Amen. Do I need to still come? She can just share grace and go on, man. Because we have been charged. Eh? Every time you feel sickness, it's time to profess your faith. Profession of faith. To say it and to believe in it. Praise the Lord. Particularly today's service has been wonderful for me. The Lord has been ministering to me mightily. The song was the climax of it, you know. And I'm blessed. Amen. So what I'm going to do now is to take from all those places where I've been blessed and remind us of them. Okay? Father, we thank you. We are grateful because whenever we gather in your presence, whenever we gather at your presence, it's a time where you bless us. Thank you for the blessings we have been receiving since morning. May your name be exalted. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word. Thank you so much for reminding us of our true identity. May your name be exalted. Lord, we still want to look at that word. We pray, oh Lord, that we will go from glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages. Holy Spirit, you are the true teacher. Please teach us. Teach us. Bring to our remembrance that word which you have learned. May your name be exalted. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. To be sincere, I just feel like leading us in prayers throughout the day. You know, prayers. That prayer that Jedidiah came to take. You know, I just felt we should just continue in it. We should just keep telling the Lord, we are coming. We are coming. You know, we are coming back into your presence. Because whether you like it or not, a lot of us have drifted. We have drifted. But there's only one thing that is very, very vital in life. It is the presence of the Lord. It is. You may, when they mention the presence of the Lord, you may see it like one thing that you have to journey into. You have to travel to get there. You have to cross seven rivers. Climb mountains to get. No. It's a state of the heart. Did I say heart? I think I'm Yoruba this morning. Praise the Lord. It's the state of your mind. It is understanding of your true identity. So this morning, we are going to be looking at alone with Jesus. You know, we have been looking at journeying with Jesus. So today, we are looking at alone with Christ. It's still the same thing. Forget all the topics, all the different. Journeying with Jesus, alone with Jesus, in the presence of Jesus. All of them, they are talking the same language. Praise the Lord. So we are still going to continue. Amen. All right. Media, please, sir. I really need your assistance this morning. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Media, please, no form or handle. All right. He said, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. He went up to where? A solitary place where he prayed. You know, some people often say he went to the mountain, right? Do you have any mountain close to your house? Is anybody, Mbaka, do you have any mountain close to your house? You have one. So you go there early in the morning. Praise the Lord. When God made man, he blessed man just as he blessed the animals. Do you know that? That's what God did. The animals he created, he told them, be fruitful and multiply. Let every, even plants, he said, let every seed bear fruit according to its nature. Is it not? But what is the difference between the blessing of man and that of animals? Dominion. The prophetess has spoken. I see you. Amen. He said, let us make man. In what? In our image. So that they will have what? Dominion over all, everything that creepeth on the face of the earth. Over the fishes in the water. Over the birds. That is the difference. But the man that God created, does he know what dominion was as at that time? Adam was a big baby. He was created mature physically. Hence, the need for God to be coming at the cool of the evening every time. Adam needed to be in the presence of God. For what? To learn. He needed to be taught how to have dominion. He was given an assignment. Tend and keep the garden, is it not? He needed to learn that also. So hence, the Lord will come in the evening. How are you doing? Have you practiced the one I taught you yesterday? So every time you make up your mind to seek the Lord is present there already. There's a location at all times. But God, in his infinite mercy and love, has brought the location home. In case you think, let me carve out one cool spot somewhere in the corner of my house. No, God has gone closer than that. Why? Because he desires to instruct us. You know, that's one of the characteristics of the presence of the Father. Every time you come alone with Christ, the major things you receive are instructions. Instructions. And God put that in our DNA as parents. The reason why God gave you that child into that family is so that that child can have somebody over his life
at close proximity for proper instruction. Proximity matters with God. Proximity is what? It's very important to God the Father. Because when he came into the garden, when man fell, the first question was, where are you? Now, like I said, God made it better in that he brought the presence to us. You know, Paul said, do you not know? Do you not know that? That where? Your body is the temple of the Most High. So anytime you are feeling like I need to seek the face of the Lord, you will start. You will enter from the outer court. You will start when the feeling is getting stronger. You are already in the outer court. You are already there. When songs enter your mouth, you are in the holy place. You begin to offer things at the altar. By the time you are translating into tongues, you are in the holy of holies. That is the presence of the Father. That is the presence of the Father. That was what happened to me when we started this meeting this morning. I quickly moved away from my seat and went to the back there. I was in the presence. See, you can so exist in the presence of God that every meeting you are having, you are still in the presence. You are talking with people and you are somewhere else. They are needing counsel from you and you are dishing from a place of secrecy. You have not heard that in the presence of God, God reveals his secret to it. What? See, that spirit, I'm still in the presence. Praise the Lord. When God made man, he breathed into man. Is it not? Is it breathe or people that are being English? Or not? Is it breathe or breath? He give me an evil word, I beg. Hallelujah. He breathed into man. And I want to tell you this morning, the Bible said that after he did that, man became what? A living being. It was not oxygen God breathed into man. It wasn't oxygen because he didn't breathe into the animals and they breathe oxygen. Somebody, are you coming up? It wasn't oxygen. It is not oxygen that makes you a living soul. That soul is gotten from somewhere high. He breathed a portion of himself, essence, and man began to exist. That's the right interpretation. Sorry, Lord. That is my understanding of that scripture. Man started what? Existing. Because there is life that the Father put in man. Do you understand me now? And I found out that the reason why God did that was so that man can keep coming back. There's a spirit in man. And what? So that portion of himself that he put into man, he just took a little of himself and put into man. So that man will keep coming for more. So that's why when you feel dryness, spiritual dryness, the first thing that comes to your mind, if you are a child of God, is to go back. It's not to go and make more money. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of times we replace going back with activities. We replace what? Going back to the Father with what? Activities. So what you find out at the end of that activity is that there's still dryness. There's still dryness. That portion of God that is in us cannot be satisfied by anything else, but by more of God, alone with Jesus. Well, I'm still on course. I've not gone off. The concept of manual in the operation of equipment, is a godly concept. No, the person that received that inspiration and said, okay, for everything we invent, let us write a manual for it. The person received that thing from God. I told you, all these inventions there. It is God that gives people to discover. It is God. They are not new things. God just said, give you, let him discover a tractor. Let him discover light bulb. The thing on the existence. So that manual is how, you know, when you want to operate this human being that you are, you need a manual too. And that manual is the word of God. So, like I was saying, coming into the presence of God doesn't demand you going to one mountain. That scripture we read talks about what? Solitary. That is the key word. What? Solitary is it big English? Solitary, place where only you day. Only you. Those who are watching from Australia, I don't know if they are. Solitary is where it is just you and the Lord. Amen. Isn't it good for English? Now, pidgin English, where you day, where noise no day. So if you can get a place in your house where you can get, you know, people who do great and mighty things, they wake up when there is solitary, when there is solitude, when others are sleeping, the Lord left. They were still sleeping. He left because most of the time, the Lord does not want to always show himself. Say, okay, just go. I'll come and join you. One of the things that happen when you are always with the Lord, when we are always alone with Christ, is that every time you come out of there, you don't really come out as a child of God, basically. Why? Because your body is the temple of God. Do you understand? Every time you decide to manifest to the world, you do great things and you don't know that you are doing great things. Do you understand? When God created sleep so that he will have chance to do certain things in our lives. For those of us who don't like sleep, you'll be sleeping 2 a.m., 3 a.m. You're not giving God chance to do certain things in your life. You don't know. You're looking at me. The Bible says, if you sleep late at night, and you wake up early in the morning, what will you eat? Now me talk, praise the Lord. One of the reasons why God gave sleep is for healing. When we are asleep, we give him opportunity to come and operate on our bodies. You don't know. Sometimes you went to bed with some pains in the night. In the morning, you don't even, you forget completely that you had pain the previous night because the Lord came and took it away. Maybe that pain was supposed to be the beginning of cancer and God came, took it away before it will become stage four. Maybe stage four now they call it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the relevance of the presence of the Lord in the life of a Christian cannot be overemphasized. You have to look for way back to the presence of God. You know, while I was thinking about that, the story of Martha and Mary came to mind. We all know the story now. Some people say Martha ministry, right? No, but a lot of us are Martha. You know, what Martha was doing was not bad. Eh? But David said, a contrite heart and a broken spirit. Because when you come into the presence of the Father, there is no way you will not have a contrite heart and a broken spirit. Why? Because you will see the beauty of the Lord. And you say, oh, who am I? You will see. When they say the Lord is beautiful, it's not... Ah, the guy, he knows the point said the thing. No. When you are constantly in the presence of the Lord, you will understand what it means that the Lord is beautiful. You will understand if you don't come into the presence of the Father. When you come, you understand what it means. So going back to Mary and Martha, Martha was doing a very good thing, right? Just like a lot of us. When we are busy, when we are filled with activity, we earn things. That's it. The best worker in the church. They give you an award. You earn the praises of men. You earn name, a good name, right? But the Lord said, that is not the highest. He said, that's not the highest. What did Mary do? He just sat before the Lord and was talking. We can get involved in activity. We earn people praise us. But is that the most important thing? Even Jesus Christ, in trying to establish his kingdom on the face of the earth, he called 12 men. Do you know the first reason why he called them? It was not so that they can spread the gospel. The Bible said that he called them that they might be with him. So one important critical thing about Christianity is who are you becoming? Being. Do you understand? That they might be with what? With him. And if you notice one thing about Jesus, there are very few occasions where he talked about prayers. Do you understand? Prayer, very important. Do you understand? Very key factor in the things of God. You must pray. He said, he gave a parable and he said to this end that men ought always to do what? To pray. And what is prayer? Prayer is not a, you know, when they mention prayer, some people are scared already. Prayer. they are scared. No! Prayer is just to communicate. Don't tell God something as you talk to a friend. As you will talk to a friend. So if me and Chief Mbaka now sit down and I just listen, oh boy, that make you shave your head. Do you understand? That is it. You come, maybe you came from the church, somebody got you angry in church, you enter into your room, you sit down and say, God, why did Sister Chika do me like this? Do you understand? That is, you are praying already. There is no ceremony about prayers. There's no ceremony. There's no need for big words. The Lord that seated in heaven and is majestic in his... There's no need for big words. There is no other description of God that is higher than Father. There's none. You say, Father, he has arrived. The moment you just bow your head, Father, he is there. Because that is what I will do. If my son just says, Daddy, I don't reach. What's up? There is no, maybe when you want to say king now, you got, first of all, to start with praises. King of kings. There is no king like yours. No, say, Father. So when the disciples came and said, teach us how to pray. We see the disciples of John the Baptist. They pray. But since when you come, you know they teach us how to pray. Wait till now. One, let us learn to pray like them too. You say, okay. Say you want to learn how to pray. Pray like this. Our Father. In being alone with Christ, that is where you discover some other names of God that you don't know before. You know, when Agatha started, she said every time the patriarchs, they encountered God, they build altars. And the name of that altar after their experience. You think you have experienced all of God? You haven't. When the 24 elders in heaven are still experiencing, what do you know of God? How much? How much do you know of God? You have not even scratched the surface. You have not even started scratching. You don't have any idea. Every time God smiles, the 24 elders, they're on their stomach. Praise the Lord. So when you learn the habit of constantly being with Christ, alone with Christ, you will discover the names of God that you have never known before. You will discover it. And every time you keep getting better and better and better. Praise the Lord. If a man must have dominion or exercise dominion, he has to do what? Learn to be in the presence. Because that is where instructions are doled out. If you have a father that doesn't teach you instruction, that is why those children who are bastards, you know, in the old covenant, God said they should not come into the temple. Do you know that? Because Parents. Parenting is the first level of teaching you can a child can ever get in his life, even before you take that child to school. Is it not? And that is, God made it like that because that is who he is. God made Adam and kept teaching Adam, giving him instructions. Amen? So when the Lord calls a man and gives the man responsibility, it's now your responsibility to go into the presence of the Father. Because when he gives responsibility, he has instructions backing it. And the power of God for that responsibility comes with the instruction. Do you understand me? Yeah. If you say, I have a calling, and then you jump. I remember when we were younger at home, you know, I grew up with the justice of the High Court, you know. So one of his sons, he's still in ministry now. When the spirit was so heavy upon him, when the spirit came into him, he felt it was prophetic. The guy abandoned school at 400 level and went to do ministry. Praise the Lord. But when you get a call like that as a child of God, you sit down and begin to receive instructions as to how. People are destroyed. A lot of people have been destroyed because they don't know how to do the assignment that God has given to them. So it is not for you to jump into that responsibility, because the arm of flesh will always fail. So it is the power of God that sustains. And how does the power of God come to us? By way of instructions, the word of God. So you have to build yourself up in the presence of God. You have to constantly come into his presence, because as his word gets to you, you are being impacted. You know, you see this mystery about when husband and wife live together for a long time, they start, I'm still waiting for when me and my wife will start looking alike. We're already looking alike, so you can see it. Praise the Lord. But that saying is perfect for when you are interacting with the Lord. Very perfect. Example, Moses. Is it 80 days in the presence of God, right? 40, the first 40, he came down, went back for another 40, right? When he came down, Moses was literally losing his humanity, as in his flesh. Do you understand? He was literally being transformed already. Maybe if he had stayed for another 80 days or more, he'd never come back. The Lord will say, Moses, come. Look yourself, may you look me. That's what the Lord will tell Moses. After maybe 80 days, then maybe Moses says, I've not gotten that thing you are saying, Lord. Let me sleep for another 80 days. Maybe that's like 240 days. That at the end of 240 days, the Lord will not tell Moses, where are you going to? I have to get back to the children. Come, Moses, look yourself and look at me. Moses, where are you going to? My friend, come, let's go and discuss. Praise the Lord. In the presence of God, secrets are revealed. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Is there? I remember Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Let me read that one quickly before I forget it. See, ask me and I will tell you, remark. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and what? Unsearchable what? Things that you do not know. Secret things, codes that human beings don't know how to handle is in the presence of the Father. So you are going for a meeting. He said, do not take thought for how you will do your presentation. That's what he said. So don't bother about that. Leave that to me. When you come and stand before them, I will put my words in your mouth. And then you finish presenting and say, is that the code you have been using to run your business since? Praise the Lord. God made us his presence. Jonathan, so that we can carry that presence around. So withdrawing into the Holy of Holies is a small thing. Just withdraw. Focus on the Lord. And that is what the Holy Spirit does with speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. That's what he does. Or when you are speaking deep things, you are talking and it's as if it's not ending. The people will beg you. Okay, calm down. Praise the Lord. He said, is it big English? It's called secrets. That word, unsearchable things. It's just secrets. The secret things of the Lord, he reveals only to those whose hearts are what? Pure towards him. Who value his presence. This thing we are talking about is all about value system. Amen? It's all about what? His value system. Above the company of your friends, you prefer the presence of the Father. Some of us can gist. I remember those days when I was loving one girl. Man of God go travel from school, come house. The girl was staying with some guardian like that. And the guardians, they knew me as a trusted brother. So when the girl has finished her chores in the evening, will now come outside to the back, to the veranda in the cool of the evening. As I'm talking to you now, I'm trying to think of what we used to talk about now. I can't remember anything. That is what it means. That is what it means. People who have value for the presence of God, they may not even request for anything. I see me and that girl will gist from 7 to 11 p.m. 7 to 11 p.m. Praise the Lord. It was even worse with my wife. That time she used to do one night shift like that. Me that is not on night shift. I will be doing night shift in my room, on my bed. That is what it means, alone. The Lord said, come away with me, my love. When you read the Songs of Solomon, I deliberately did not want to quote any scripture from there. Do you understand? This is very romantic. When he said great things, you know what it means? You know, when the Lord was passing by the house of Abraham.
And Abraham said, my Lord, come in, come, let me.
Yes.
So before you continue on your way,
by the aid, they talk,
and the Lord wanted to go.
Can I go and do anything without telling my servant, Abraham?
Thank you.
My friend, it is your value of the presence of God that makes you the friend of God. Look at it. Revealed to you. The Lord did not owe Abraham to tell him whether I'm going to destroy Sodom or not. He didn't owe him anything.
But I just gone about his business. He said, Abraham, I'm going to Sodom. I want to have their reports. Their report has gotten me and I want to go and see for myself.
Invariably, the Lord deliberately gave Abraham an opportunity to intercede because he knew the heart of Abraham. Abraham is his friend.
There's a friend that's sticking closer.
Are you a friend of God?
Does the Lord even know what is in your heart?
I know he knows, but then, you know, like a friend will talk to a friend.
I told you guys of my experience some time ago when Pastor Chisholm called me and said, Elder John,
you don't even know Pastor Banky, that Elder. Everything has stopped.
One pastor from one church saw me.
I said, I beg, it's Pastor Banky. Pastor Banky, they have me. Now they have me.
Praise the Lord.
So I entered one room. I left myself where I used to just go and stay and then write and read and, you know, pray. I just entered. I said, today, I'm going to pray very well because this ministration, people have to feel the power of God. Close the door. And I wanted to start. The Lord said, hey, come. Come, who do you want to talk to?
I said, it's you, Lord. Just sit down.
I wanted to start speaking in tongues. I was already bubbling inside. And I'll close the door. I wanted to just start. The Lord said, come on, sit down.
Just sat down.
So okay, go ahead.
It's okay. The thing we did there, you see, Pastor Sisson, I come preach you. I beg, help me.
Say,
just said, in Jesus' name.
And the Lord answered the prayer. Because that day, when, you know, sometimes when you are preaching and something is happening, you will know too. By the time I left the stage, my body was doing something. I felt it. Things were coming out like never before. Even some things I didn't even think of initially started flowing. The Lord answered the prayer.
What? Waiting on kabash. I don't prepare, finish.
It is not the prayer that is most important. It is what the Lord is saying. That is what. So when we come away with the Lord, we are listening to what he's saying. At such times, for me, I think our words should be few. But I can imagine Moses climbing Mount Sinai. And then he started. The Lord just, maybe, I don't know how the Lord appears to him. Maybe he sits on his throne or something. The Moses just starts. Lord, hey, Lord. Hey, no, Moses did not do that. The Bible said the Lord spoke to Moses as a friend who talked to his friend. When me and Jim Mbaka, they talk now, you know, they shout, oh, you hear what I talk? But I will say, no, you know, it didn't happen. Jonathan, first of all, let us have the right understanding of who we have to deal with. He's smart. Our God, smart. Is it the right word to even use for God? He's the only wise God. He's intelligent. Everything you think you know, he's the one that impacted it. Who you are, he's the one that breathed into you. Is it not? Jonathan. So when we come to him, we should just know of who he is. That he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Keyword. Diligent. The reason why a lot of times our prayers are long is because they are filled with vanity. They are, to be sincere, when they say that, when somebody is leading prayer here now and is praying one kind of prayer, you see everybody gyrating. When the person just raises one, there's one particular prayer point the person will raise. Everybody just slow down. Everybody just start speaking under their breath. Why is it like that? So the same God that is not the same God that I'm talking to. Eh? He said, brethren, let us pray and bind Satan and kick Satan in the head. Ah! Kick. He said, brethren, you know, God does not hear the prayer of a sinner. Let's start confessing our sins. Why the disparity? God wants you to just talk. Eh? He said, what? It's different conversation, but it's the same God, right? Praise the Lord. The God of the mountain. There are sometimes you don't even pray. He answers. That is what happens when you value. I said it's all about value, your value system. It's all about your value system. When the Bible said the Lord will grant your heart desire, it is not every heart desire he grants you. It is that desire that has been born again. Do you get me? You are a prostitute. You want to go and prostitute in the night. You gather yourself and pray. There was one time I went to break the market. Even people, business people, I know that the cheap people, they gather themselves to pray in the morning. You can't, at that time, you can't buy anything. They are very zealous about that prayer. And then when they come, they say, nah, Alpha. Then they'll start teaching you again. The heart desire is that heart desire that has been formed by God. The heart desire that is looking out for the will of the Father. You can live your life every day being in the presence of God. You are going to work. You are in the presence of the Father. You are doing your work in the office. You are in the presence of the Father. It's a state of being. You are questioning your activities, you are comparing it with what God has said. That is being in his presence. At that time, he can talk to you too. He can. But when you don't even think about God when you are doing anything, maybe after morning devotion in the morning, you step out, you are not even, there's nothing you are doing comparing with the word of God again. You have gone out of the presence since. You are not even in the outer court. But God wants us to do everything, life, to live life, knowing what he has to say about it, making decisions based on his instructions. For instance, did anyone here who is married ever gone through the rehearsal of marriage before getting married? Eh? The first time you wanted to make up your mind to get married, did it not scare you? People like that, Pastor, they don't dagbo that. They have dagbo that time. You know that? You know what dagbo means? They don't done. They have done. If not, ordinarily, it's scary, is it not? Even life in itself. I told you that the first time I landed in police station and slept in the cell was because somebody saw my face and hated me. I have never interacted with that person in my life. I've never seen that person in my life. First sight, like this. That was what led to my going to police station for the first time in my life. This world is wicked. This world is complicated. How do you navigate each day without instructions from the Father? Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. That is vertically, right? But Jesus also, from my experience, is also the way through life, through navigating this wicked world. This somebody can just see and hate you. In America, somebody can just see, doesn't like your face. Oh, you do business and somebody's, you are doing it with the whole of your heart. And the person you are doing the business with is planning on how to rip you off. How do you deal with this, the complexities of life, if Jesus is not the way? The way means that even despite the trouble, you have your peace. Even if somebody rips you off, you are not shaking. You are not planning revenge because somebody dealt with you in business. Like when I went to write the exam and then the girl sitting close to me was happy that I was sitting close to her. That she didn't know me. So when I was writing the exam, she now touched me. Number three, I even gave her back again. I started writing. Praise the Lord. After the exam, I was talking to somebody along the walkway. She came and passed by. She greeted me. She came back. She said, why am I even greeting yourself? You are a wicked man. That is how you can get enemies like that. So how do you navigate this life? How do you navigate marriage if you don't follow the way? How? To be alone with Christ is the place of real strength. When you are constantly desiring the presence of God, you are constantly before him. You are before him. It's the place of real strength. This world has a way of draining strength. Eh? When you go out, by the time you are coming back, it is not just the activity of the day that drains your strength. Eh? It is what the internal battles you were fighting. There's a place they wanted you to compromise. You were fighting in your heart. You were fighting. By the end of that day, you come home, you are exhausted. You need refreshment. And that refreshment is only in alone with Christ. You have to deliberately come aside with him. So the place of being in God's presence is what he has to offer. Because what is in this world is corruption. It's corruption. Let me clear up. The one who desires to become like the Lord must learn the habit of being with him. Yes. Like I talk about marriage now. You know, they say if people are together married over a period of time, they start looking like themselves. You understand? So that is how it is with the Lord. Moses was in the presence of God. He was changing. He didn't even know. He didn't know. So the testimony of I was sick and God healed me is not more superior than I never felt sick. Did you get what I just said? So that when people are giving testimony, you know, they said they were going to operate me and then the Lord touched me and took away and did operation on me by himself. You know, you'll be sitting down and you'll say, you'll be asking yourself, Lord, when will you do this kind of miracle in my life? And then you'll be asking yourself, when would you do this kind of miracle in my life? Meanwhile, the Lord has been doing miracle in your life every day. For the past 1 year, you have not fallen sick. You don't see that as a miracle. You want a situation whereby you fall sick. And he said, and I prayed. Meanwhile, the person that is saying, and I prayed there is asking for glory. You have to be careful. And I prayed. The one who must fulfill purpose and destiny must know how to withdraw alone. That is where God shows you things. When the Lord finished with the crowd, he told the disciples, enter the boat and go. We'll meet at the other side. He went up the mountain, right? As he was coming down from the mountain, the Lord did not know if he was walking on water. There was no difference between land and water. The guy just came down and was just going. He was just going to meet the disciples. When he was walking on water, it was Peter that reminded him. Because ordinarily, why would you want to walk on water? The man finished with the master, with the Lord, and just started going. He just went by the way of sheep, is it not? That way of sheep is shorter, is it not? Because you have to go there, you have to go on. If you are going on land, you have to go around that Mediterranean Sea. It's very long. So if you cut through the water, it's shortcut. So I just came down from the mountain. Just they go, praise the Lord. So when you are in the presence of the Lord, things happen. Great things are happening. You are becoming changed. The fact that you used to be very impatient last year, but now you have learned the way of the Lord. You are in the presence of God. You say, it's maybe this. If if now me, this guy listen to me like last year, come on. If I don't see about grandfather, amen. That we don't value those changes. Those are what the Lord is doing in our life. That is what He's doing. That is what He's doing. He's changing us to become like Him. Praise the Lord. That is the essence of His presence. It is the greatest miracle in any man. The greatest miracle in your life is not what you have materially, is that you carry the presence of God, and that presence is transforming. Is transforming you. To keep Satan perpetually defeated in your life, the secret is the presence of the Father. And I want to let us know that the troubles of life, let me tell you the secret. They are distractions. The troubles you think you have, they are distractions. They are distractions. No matter how big it is called distraction. And there are some comfort in life. It's distraction. So you have trouble. You say, why you know, come fellowship now. He said, the trouble, my pikin sick, we rush and go hospital. From there, they say, this one, we have to run to the other place. Oh, no matter how real it is, it's distraction. And the distraction is only from one place, for being with the Lord. You see David in Psalm 119, right? He talks about, though an enemy encamped against me, the enemy came strong against me, but your word is my delight. Let's look at it, Psalm 119. All David expressed in Psalm 119 was the value he had for the presence of God. Verse 23. He said, even princes sit, they speak against me. They are planning coup against him. Do you understand? They are plotting things, how they will destroy him from the throne. But he said, your presence is my delight. I'll meditate on your word. They are raging against me. They are setting trap for me. But Lord, I'll stay in your presence. That is a man who understands the value of the word of God. So what are the characteristics of the presence of being alone with the master? You will receive instruction, like I said earlier. You will receive revelation. There may be something troubling your mind. You don't know how to go about it. Just withdraw to the presence of the Father. Stay there. You may not get anything the first day, the second day. Just stay there. With time, it will just, if you don't get wisdom to handle that matter, God by himself will resolve the matter while you are in the presence. Amen. You will get knowledge. You will receive clarity. You will receive wisdom. You will become mature in the things of God. And then you will know great things. You will be speaking, somebody will be wondering where that wisdom is coming from. You will receive solutions. In my office, something like that happened. I was there, and then the Lord just told me, do this. And I did it. It went viral. It went everywhere in my office. Abuja, Lagos, everywhere. Do you understand? Just do this. And it was something small. Praise the Lord. So in the presence of God, you have solutions to the problems of people. Amen. So to operate at the level of the flesh, logic, common sense. Do you understand? It's to operate at the level of the flesh. All these common sense things, you know, science. But to operate with the wisdom of the word of God, you are operating at the spiritual realm. Amen. You know, one of the things how God make great people, the secret is the same thing with how Satan tears down great people. When Satan wants to make a Christian backslide, cuts him off. He isolates the person. But God, when God is interested in the person, he isolates the person too. So it's a law of the spirit. Do you understand? So you have to know which isolation is happening to you right now. Praise the Lord. Which isolation is the one that is keeping you from fellowship and keeping you from Bible study and prayer meetings? Is Satan? No? Yes. Praise the Lord. Do we want to know great and mighty things? Huh? Finally, let's just read Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. Just discover my time. Don't go. I'm sorry. You say, I, John, am your brother and your partner in suffering and in God's kingdom and in the patient endurance to which Jesus calls us. I was exiled to the island of Patmos for preaching the word of God and for my testimony about Jesus. It was the Lord's day and I was worshiping in the spirit. Suddenly, I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet blast. Praise the Lord. When he was isolated, that was where he received the book of Revelation. So we have to long for isolation. Isolation to seek the face of God. Praise the Lord. You cannot live life if you don't withdraw to the presence of God at intervals. You receive, and then, because every time you have to interact with this world, and the energy leaves you, power leaves you. Do you understand? To walk in righteousness is to walk in the power of God. So you need that power constantly being refreshed to be able to deal with this world. So if you don't have that intention or that desire within you, you'll be living this life in exhaustion at all times. You'll be living this life in exhaustion at all times. Psalm 91 verse 1 says what? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High is the one that abides under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, you are what? That is the name of God. So if you don't withdraw into the secret place, you won't know it. You won't know that God is your refuge. You won't know it. So in order to be able to understand, because Christianity is the knowledge, is the walking in the knowledge of God and his ways. If you don't withdraw to God, you will not understand his ways. Praise the Lord. Paul talks about 2 Corinthians 12 verse. Okay, let me read that one. Then I'll round up. 2 Corinthians 12 from verse 2. He said, I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. Praise the Lord. He said, yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body. But I know that I was caught up to paradise and had things so outstanding that they cannot be expressed in words. Things no human is allowed to tell. There are things we have not discovered yet. And Paul said, I was caught up. You can't be so busy and so distracted and experience that thing. You have to obviously be in the presence of God. You have to. And the Lord showed him things that he could not wrap his head around. He said three things that words cannot express. Maybe he saw some of the things that John revealed later in Revelation. And he couldn't understand. Things too big. He said, but he won't dwell on it. He will dwell on sharing the gospel, the word of God. So today, the relevance of being in God's presence at all times is very important. Being in his presence when you go out, and you are doing your thing, your mind is still meditating on the word of God. You are still talking to the Lord within your soul. And then when you come back home in your house, you have a place where you withdraw to. Even if it is 5-10 minutes, be in the presence of God. Speak in tongues. Speak to the Father. Open up your heart to him and let him do his wonders. In the presence of God, there is always wonders. Great things, he said in scriptures, right? Reveal great things. Paul talked about outstanding things that are so outstanding. What are those things? Don't you want to know the secrets that are in the Lord? God reveals his secret things to those who love him. So what's your value? Do you have value for the presence of the Father? Personal fellowship with God. When was the last time you had that experience? When was the last time you had the experience? Or you are full of activities, which we say is what? Distraction. Major distractions. A lot of Christians have been distracted. When somebody tells you are not fine, you are not beautiful, it's a distraction. If you give your heart to it, you'll be pursuing beauty for the rest of your life. If somebody says you don't know how to dress, it's a distraction. You start following fashion up and down. You have to learn to be confident in the presence of God. This world knows how to give assignments to human beings. People that design clothes, that's the one that amazes me the most. Do you know that they do it with certain things in mind? So you cannot dress anyhow. Why? Because you need to be in the presence of God. Your body is the temple of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. So we are going to pray for the next 10 minutes. I think I have 10 minutes. We are going to pray. We're going to ask that we are going to tell the Lord, we are coming back home. We are coming back to your presence. There's a song by Michael Smith. I'm coming back where it's all about you.
It's all about you,
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Lord,
for the things I made. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you. It's all about you. Oh, it's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Oh, it's all about you, Jesus.
Somebody tell the Lord, I want to lose myself in your presence. It's all about you. It is not about me. John the Baptist said, let him increase. Let him increase. And let me reduce. Let me decrease. It is all about the Lord. It is not about you. He is the one that is at work in us both to win and to do of his great pleasure, of his good pleasure. It is about the Lord. A lot of us have not had that quiet time with the Lord for a long time. Today, let's tell the Lord, I'm coming back. I am coming back. I am coming back. I need to fulfill that purpose for why you conceived me. One of the readings we took today talks about how the Lord knew us. How he knew us. Right before even we were conceived, before the world began, he knew us. It's all about the Lord. Pray. Say, I am coming back. I am walking away from all these distractions. All the troubles around me, they are not sufficient to distract me from your presence, Lord. I am coming back. That is where there is life. That is where there is strength. That is where there is foresight. That is where there is strength. There's power. Lord, I'm coming back. I am coming back. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's not about me. I am not doing anything. I am here to do what you are doing on the face of the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, see, what I see the Father does or doing, that's what I am doing also. Yes. It's all about the Father. There is no way we can achieve anything that is the will of God on this face of this earth without the help of God. The Lord can establish his kingdom only by his help. So we need him. We need him to guide us, to order us, to put his words in our mouths, to tell us, this is the way, walk therein. For those of us who have been making mistakes in our choices and decisions, if you walk with the Lord, you will not make mistakes. If you journey with Jesus Christ, you will not make those mistakes. Because he will tell you, this is the way, therein. Walk therein, I mean. This is the way, walk therein. He will order your steps. He will order your steps. Say, I'm coming, Lord. I am sorry I wandered off. I am coming back. I am coming back. I am coming back. Forgive me for wandering off. Forgive me for thinking I could live this life by the strength of my arms. I am sorry. Father, have mercy upon me. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. As we pray, the Lord is touching somebody. The passion for the presence of the Lord is becoming strong inside of you. Yes. You will desire the Lord like you have never desired him before. The passion to always withdraw, with the Lord is becoming strong in you. It's becoming strong in you. I am coming, Lord. I am coming. I am coming, Lord. There is wisdom in his presence. There is peace. There is joy in his presence. He is love. If you don't know how to forgive, just dwell in the presence of the Father. Forgiveness will flow like rivers through you. Ah, I am coming. I am coming, Lord. I am here. Fill me, Lord. Fill me to overflowing. Fill me to overflowing. Fill me to. I want to be like you. I want to be like you. I want to walk in wisdom. I want to be like you. I want knowledge. I want to be overwhelmed by the understanding of your principles. Oh, Father, I am dissatisfied with my current state. I want to go deeper. I'm going deeper with you. I want to go deeper. My current frame is not sufficient to bear me any longer. I've exhausted this position I am in you. I want to climb higher with you. I want to climb higher. I want to go deeper. Oh, Lord. Pour yourself into me. I want to know you. Like you know me, Lord. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to become like you, Lord Jesus. Then let every unforgiveness fall off. Let every impatience fall off. Let every burden in my heart fall off. Let every sorrow, every sadness, let every loneliness be rolled off my back. Ah, Lord, I have come to you. I have come. Let's journey together. I agree with your word that says two cannot journey together unless they agree. Father, I say yes and amen to you, Lord. I say yes and amen. Let's journey together, Lord. Let's journey. Let's journey, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's journey together, Lord. I walk in holiness.
I walk in righteousness. I walk in perfection. Because I am constantly looking at you, Lord. My eyes are fixed upon you. Expectantly, Lord. With an absorbing gaze, Lord. I look at you steadily. Hey, I lock my focus on you, Lord. It is you. I refuse to look at anything else. Lord. I lock my gaze upon you. I expect nothing but you, Lord. Your Lord. Hey, you said to Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. Lord, be my exceeding great reward, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. I don't want any reward from this world. I want you. You are my exceeding great reward, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. You are my exceeding great reward. I go where you go. I go where you go, Lord. I see what you see, Lord. I receive what you receive. I reject what you reject, Lord. I hate what you hate, Lord. Oh, I love what you love, Lord. Lord, consume me, Lord. Consume me, Lord. Consume me, Father. Consume me, Lord. Let your Father burn in my bones, Lord. Oh, Father. Nothing be left. I want to become like you, Lord. It is you, Lord. Consume me, Lord. Consume me, Lord. Let nothing be left of me. It is more of you. 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 I want to drink more of you. More of you. More of you. I refuse to be distracted. I refuse to be distracted. My troubles are not sufficient to drag me away from your presence. I come to you. Though my troubles be many, Lord, I meditate upon your word. Though my trials are plentiful, Lord, I stay in your presence. I gaze upon you. I gaze upon you, Lord. I gaze upon you. Take hold of me, Lord. Take hold of me, Lord. Mold me in the way you want. Mold me, Lord. Break everything that is hardened against your knowledge, Lord. Break it up, Lord. Break it up, Lord. And mold me to the shape you want me to be, Father. Mold me to the shape you want me to be, King of Glory. Mold me to what you want me to be, Lord. Let me fulfill your will alone, Lord. Let me fulfill your will alone, O God. Let me fulfill your will alone. Lord, I want to know your name. 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 I want to see great and mighty things, Lord. Outstanding things beyond words, Lord. I want to see it. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. To see you, Lord. I desire nothing else in this world but to see you. To see you, Lord. To see you, Father. To see you, King of Glory. To see you, to behold your glory. Thank you for taking every confusion away. Thank you for clarity. My sight are clear. I see like you want me to see. Thank you for giving me purity of heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Son of God. I am grateful, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. May your name be exalted forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.